This is VOA News at VR Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. lawmakers will vote Thursday to hold a key ally of ex-President Donald Trump in criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena to testify before a panel investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon is in the spotlight over the role he may have had in organizing the insurrection and any efforts he may have pursued to coordinate with Trump and the White House. He's expected to be referred to federal prosecutors by a vote of the full House of Representatives. But even if he is charged, the ensuing legal battle could play out over months or even years. Bannon, who is 67, was supposed to appear before the cross-party Congressional Select Committee last week, but he said Trump's lawyers had instructed him not to show up on the grounds of executive privilege, which allows presidents to keep certain communications with aides confidential. European Union leaders met Thursday to discuss ways to safeguard energy supplies as prices soar, as well as to pressure a defiant Polish prime minister to fall back in line on EU law. The energy debate at the EU leaders' summit comes amid spiraling prices that are pummeling households and businesses still reeling from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The talks also come just 10 days ahead of the opening of a UN climate summit that is widely seen as the last chance to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The leaders were also pushing Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki to recognize that European Union law trumps national decision-making, hoping that dialogue will stave off a fundamental crisis in the bloc. VOA News. U.S. intelligence services said Thursday for the first time that climate change poses wide-ranging threats to the United States' national security and to stability around the world. The White House said in a summary of the intelligence reports, a world of ever more extreme weather patterns, quote, will increasingly exacerbate a number of risks to U.S. national security interests, from physical impacts that could cascade into security challenges to how countries respond to the climate challenge. The prediction was made in the first official assessment by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which oversees the sprawling U.S. intelligence apparatus. Pakistan's foreign minister gave Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers advice Thursday on how to gain international recognition during a visit to the neighboring capital. The high-level talks came as the Taliban were confronted with a new crisis over just over 9 weeks into their rule. An explosion brought down electric lines and cut off power to the capital, Kabul, home to 4.6 million people. The Taliban overthrew Afghanistan's former U.S.-backed government in August and have since been trying to win backing and financial support for their Islamist regime. India celebrated giving its billionth COVID-19 vaccine dose on Thursday. It's a hopeful milestone for the South Asian country, where the Delta variant fueled a crushing surge earlier this year and missteps initially held back the inoculation campaign. About half of India's nearly 1.4 billion people have received at least one dose of the vaccine, while around 20% are fully immunized. This according to Our World in Data. Many of those shots have come in just the past couple of months after the rollout languished in the first half of the year amid vaccine shortages and problems with the system for rolling them out. And in the United States, influential government advisors are deciding Thursday how best to expand the United States COVID-19 booster campaign, including whether and when it's okay to mix and match brands for that extra dose. The advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are slated to discuss who should get extra doses of the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines, and the bigger question of getting a different brand for the booster than people's original vaccination. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized both steps on Wednesday as part of a federal push to broaden booster access for the U.S. public. But the CDC, guided by its advisory panel, provides the final blessing. A United Nations commission in South Sudan says the government is harassing activists, journalists, and their families, limiting their activities and targeting their work and finances. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.